cities all over the country run programs that connect low-income kids to summer jobs. The kids earn some cash and learn new skills. In Denver and elsewhere in the country, youth employment programs are part of the city's strategy to reduce gun violence. But this summer, in the midst of the pandemic, summer jobs look a little different. Guns and America's Lee Patterson reports.
When Nevaeh Casanova was a kid, she was so shy that she had trouble ordering her own food at restaurants. At school, she struggled to be around other kids. Then, when she was 13, she was arrested for shoplifting. When Nevaeh looks back at that time in her life,
I feel like definitely getting in trouble was one of the big highlights because it got me definitely where I'm at right now.
Nevaeh was put on diversion, an alternative to the criminal court process, so her ticket was dismissed and taken off her record. As part of that, for the past four summers, she has been paid by the city to work at the Boys and Girls Club through Denver's Summer Youth Employment Program, staffing the front counter, helping out with lunch, and teaching kids peer mentoring skills.
I just feel like the summer job definitely helps me like learn different experiences. It helps me learn how to deal with people better because there's always going to be different people like in everything that you do, and not everybody's just going to be the same.
Summer work helped Nevaeh overcome her shyness, but also helped her stay out of trouble. She says her extended family members are involved in gangs. She hears gunshots in her neighborhood all the time. If Nevaeh didn't have her mom and dad and the support of city programs,
I could have definitely went the other way instead of going into the path that I'm at now.
Pat Hedrick works on youth employment as the director of Denver Public Safety Youth Programs.
We look at it from a youth violence standpoint. We do see it as an important strategy. It absolutely is.
A handful of studies has shown these programs are associated with a significant drop in arrests for violent crime. But Denver's Summer Youth Employment Program will be different this summer, with social distancing requirements and a lot of businesses and nonprofits closed.
With so much unknown, I think the city made a decision to go ahead and move to a virtual platform to ensure that there was going to be programming.
The plan is to enroll 375 teens in an online curriculum and to pay them a stipend to work on career development skills like how to talk to your boss and how to write a resume. Other cities around the country are scrambling to adjust, too. New York City Council is working to fund its youth employment program following an uproar after initially canceling it. Washington, D.C. is taking most of its program virtual, same with Chicago, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. Of course, going virtual does have its downsides.
Some of those just kind of soft skills, how you interact with your coworkers, how do you speak to your employer, how do you interact with the public. Some of those things are the pieces that are lost.
The one thing that is correlated with those reductions in crime is improvement in soft skills.
Alicia Sasser-Modestino is an economist at Northeastern University who has studied summer youth employment programs.
And they get to practice them on the job before they become disconnected from school or the labor market. And it turns out that it's really this longer-term behavioral change that's driving the reduction in crime.
Now, young people are up against a lot. In May, youth unemployment was at 30%, double what it was at the same time last year. Some kids may be competing with adults for work, and many available jobs are risky frontline jobs. So Modestino says there could be a silver lining to summer jobs programs going virtual.
I know from working with my peers online that, you know, there's ways to write a proper email to get a good response and other ways that don't. And youth will be learning those kinds of skills in the virtual space, which is actually not a bad thing.
Like many teens, Nevaeh Casanova has had a weird few months. She graduated from high school virtually, she's putting off college for a semester, and she won't be working at the Boys and Girls Club this summer. But Nevaeh does have a different job lined up.
So it's a youth brand ambassador, and the position description...
As a youth brand ambassador, she'll be working online with the University of Colorado Boulder on videos, social media posts, and virtual events on youth gun violence prevention.
I'm excited to see like what it's going to bring and like what experience I'm going to get out of it.
Just like her in-person summer jobs. For Guns and America, I'm Lee Patterson.